Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. On August 3rd, moderate Hassan Rouhani will be inaugurated as Iran's new president. However, there's no real change. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says under the furor of the elections, the regime convicted six Christian converts. People are not as fooled as you might think.
You see these charges, people spreading Christianity, people meeting together in a house church setting are accused of disrupting national security and literally undermining the government of Iran. But in the minds of the man on the street, Islam is not working. And so there is a great openness to the gospel.
Want to pray? There are specifics at our website. Next, if a child can read, their chances of being trafficked go down. According to the Washington, D.C. Literacy Coalition, a child and their family are more likely to know their legal rights and avoid trafficking ploys if they can read. Sumatra is an Indonesian island with a trafficking problem, and about 500,000 people in North Sumatra can't read. Food for the Hungry just kicked off four literacy classes for kids there. It's in a gospel-based setting and gives kids a future. Pray for this ministry. And are you passionate about something that's usually not associated with missions? There's probably still a need for you in the field. Missionaries can't be all things to all people they serve. And that's where the Mission Society's Global Resource Team comes in. The Mission Society's Ashley Fryer says they send specialists into the field to help missionaries overcome challenges.
When we can all come together with our different areas of expertise, we've actually done a much greater service.
Ask the Lord how you can take part in the Great Commission. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. To get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.